Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings San Francisco. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 26th. You'll be interested to know, today is Kwanzaa, first day. On this Kwanzaa, first day families light the Mishima Saba candle to honor the principle of unity and begin a week-long celebration of African heritage, culture, and communal values. Communities gather with music, storytelling, and shared meals to celebrate creativity, purpose, and collective responsibility in a joyful, affirming spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Ocean Beach. This morning, it's looking choppy with waves at 8 to 10 plus feet. Waves will build slightly, reaching 10 to 14 feet by noon. The wind is currently sideshore at 20 miles per hour, increasing to 23 by midday. Expect conditions to remain challenging throughout the day with those strong winds. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the west-southwest swell is 11 and a half feet at 11 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 20 mile per hour. The first low tide on Friday will be 2.5 feet, just before 10 a.m., followed by a 4.5-foot high tide, just before 3:30. The nearshore buoy in San Francisco Bar reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday brings challenging conditions with choppy waves reaching 7 to 9 feet and northwest winds up to 18 miles per hour. Expect a slight improvement in the afternoon as winds ease, creating fair conditions with 4 to 6 feet of surf. By Sunday, conditions stabilize with clean waves around 3 to 4 plus feet, making it the best day to paddle out. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 50 degrees with 23 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:58, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:24. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain showers before 4 p.m. and a high near 54, with north-northwest winds around 10 miles per hour, gusting to 18 miles per hour. Sunday through Tuesday, stay sunny and dry with highs near 53 to 54 and cool nights around 43. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, on Christmas Day, Bay Area skateboarder DeMarcus James completed his incredible journey, which spanned over 3,000 miles in half a year, riding alone through the suburbs of New York. He reflected on his journey that began shortly after he attempted to end his own life, stating, "For me to be in New York by Christmas, so many things had to go right." Despite the challenges of desert heat and icy mountain passes, James persevered, recalling the joy of his daughter's first Christmas 11 years ago. As he finished his journey at Wagner Park, he embraced friends, tears of joy on his cheeks, looking toward the Statue of Liberty, realizing, "I did the hardest thing I could possibly do in life." Now on to sports. Lamar Jackson is doubtful to play on Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers after missing practice again on Thursday. Ravens coach John Harbaugh indicated Jackson sustained a deep tissue contusion in his back during a game against the New England Patriots. If Jackson cannot play, Tyler Huntley will start his second game of the season. The Ravens, with a record of 7-8, must win to keep their playoff hopes alive. Failing to make the playoffs would mark 2025 as one of the most disappointing seasons in Ravens history. In local sports, Week 17 features a showdown between the Bears and 49ers in what is the last primetime game for the Bears before the postseason. Every National Football League season is wild, with surprising teams and players emerging unexpectedly, while others disappoint. The season's condensed nature elevates each game, creating a sense of urgency. Interestingly, it was not long ago that analysts were debating the league's top teams, but now it appears that Week 18 will have minimal playoff implications. If fans were told before the season that this matchup would involve two teams with 11 wins, many would have found it hard to believe. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on NBC for Sunday Night Football. In top news, gabapentin has surged in popularity as an alternative to opioids, but risks have emerged for patients. John Every, a 33-year-old from Newark, Illinois, experienced severe withdrawal symptoms after taking gabapentin. These symptoms have dramatically altered his life, leading to shaking, burning sensations, and inability to sleep. Despite being approved decades ago for seizures, most prescriptions are off-label, raising safety concerns. Studies link gabapentin to risks such as dementia and severe breathing issues. As prescriptions double over the past 15 years, the combination with opioids is alarming, as it has contributed to thousands of overdose deaths. In business news, the NFL Christmas games have moved to Netflix and Amazon as sports begin to shift to streaming. Amazon and YouTube TV lead the spending for United States sports streaming rights. Together, they account for 65% of the $6.5 billion that streamers will spend on sports rights for United States audiences in 2025. Amazon has paid $11 billion for the NFL's Thursday Night Football and $19.8 billion for NBA rights. YouTube has spent $14 billion to secure NFL Sunday ticket rights. Ampere forecasts global spending on sports rights to rise by 20% to $78 billion by 2030. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at just over $89,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under $3,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.87. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google may soon let you change that old silly Gmail address. After announcing a New Year discount on Google One cloud storage plans and the new Google Customer Care Artificial Intelligence Assistant, Google has more good news for longtime Gmail users. The company will supposedly allow users to change their older email IDs to more formal ones. A support document indicates that the feature will roll out gradually. Users can maintain their original Gmail handle, while both at gmail.com, addresses will link to the same account. Importantly, users can add a new email address every 12 months. And in entertainment news, the film Song Sung Blue, out December 25th, stars Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson as a husband and wife duo performing in a Neil Diamond tribute band. inspired by real-life couple Mike and Claire Sardina, who performed under the act Lightning and Thunder, the movie dramatizes their love story and career. After Claire survived a life-altering accident, the couple made a remarkable comeback. Now 64, Claire still performs and hopes moviegoers will feel encouraged to overcome their own struggles. She emphasizes, it's a way of life, as she continues to cherish music and her journey. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and activist, Alice Walker. And she said, "Activism is my rent for living on the planet." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Morning San Francisco.